Good evening. The show begins tonight in Canada, a conversation with Conrad Black about legislation proposed and debated in Parliament, about hate speech, but in particular about inciting genocide, which the law suggests could lead to life imprisonment. Then moving on to the public perception of inflation with Véronique de Régis. The public, all of us, understand inflation is especially raw at the grocery store. Why is it that our perception of inflation does not jibe with the scenario presented by Washington? Véronique has done research to show that they changed inflation guide in the 1980s and again in 1990s. What is important now is housing. In the 1980s and before, inflation measured mortgages. Now they measure rent. Mortgages catch inflation, the difference between what you paid and what your mortgage is and the present inflation number. Rents don't capture it. Véronique recalculated and said if we'd used the 83 model, inflation would have peaked at 18% in 2022 and would now be at 8, which is what it feels like. More to come. And then the scholar report about Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party's plan to get out of the hole, sometimes known as a recession they're in. The Back to the Future version is we're going to manufacture our way out of it. We're going to sell and sell and sell high-end products. Everybody's going to buy our cars, our chips, our solar panels. Chris Riegel joins to say, China's good in the middle range, middle marketing, middle manufacturing. It's not high end. And this time there'll be tariffs. People are aware of the dumping. Politely, it's called overcapacity at manufacturing. On to Israel and Gaza. We speak to Ron Dermer, a minister of the cabinet. There is a mission to complete, and it's Rafah. There was no ambiguity in the minister's remarks, unfinished mission, 80% done. Then a question of gun running to the West Bank out of Jordan. Then a question of famine in Gaza. There is no famine in Gaza, says Alan Dershowitz. He just returned from Israel. There's no famine in Gaza. There's no 34,000 killed in action in Gaza. All of these statements, propaganda statements, will be corrected once the operation is complete. In the meantime, agitprop, says Alan Dershowitz. Pay for slay, what is that? Itamar Marcus joins to explain how the International Red Cross abets pay for slay with the captured and imprisoned PA terrorists. NASA has augmented a private enterprise efforts to land on the moon. Two recently. One successful, called Odysseus. One not successful, called Peregrine. More to come. NASA's investing in private enterprise. Smart. And Cuba, using the famine weapon on its own people, Mary Anastasia Grady explains. Measles. There's a rise of measles, childhood disease conquered by the measles vaccine of my generation, of the Gen Xers. But there's measles back now in the youngest among us. Why? Because of a presumption that is called anti-vax. It's peculiar. There it is. Henry Miller joins to explain. And then Evan Ellis on the New World Report. Maduro bullying Machado in Venezuela. Lawfare rules used against Bolsonaro in Brazil. Political murder in Ecuador. And closely watched Argentina to see how Javier Milei's renovation of the economy satisfies critics. More to come, much more. Thank you for listening.